Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
They announced that they're going to limit the amount of added sugars for the first time and reduce sodium content in school lunches.
Oh,
it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service.
Wait a minute. Is this the first time? Because I thought that they did this a while ago. I thought during, you know, the Obama president, right? Everybody was mad at Michelle because she wanted to get rid of chocolate milk or something like that.
I don't know. I think that they're finally actually changing it.
They were like, we put it into law then, and now it's finally happening.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, it's so funny because, you know, when my kids talk about what they have at lunch, like my daughter's in high school, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit different. She goes and she's like, yeah, the French fries weren't good. And I'm like, they still serve French fries at school? Because I remember, like, my French fries when I was in high school were the bomb.
Really?
They were
really
salty and fresh and, like, right out the fryer, like, better than McDonald's French fries. And I ate them every day for 4 years.
Were they those fat, flat ones?
No, they were like McDonald's fries. Like,
really?
Like the skinny ones, just like wow. that.
Oh, see, no, mine were the fat, flat ones.
Yes.
I'm kind of jealous now.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. We did it good. I also went to Catholic high school, so I don't know, maybe we didn't have to pay attention
different
to the
budget.
Rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's different.
Calories yeah. don't exist if God says that they don't.
That's yeah. right.
Best school lunches.
I worked in an elementary school for 7 years. This isn't even going back to my childhood. This is like me in my 20s. It were these pizza sticks, pizza dunkers. That's what they called them. It was called pizza dunkers. And it was just literally just a cheese stick. It was a mozzarella stick. It was a mozzarella stick. All right. Except instead of fried breading, it was like just actual bread on the outside. You dipped them in the sauce. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Right?
It's terrible for you. It was amazing.
It's funny how you always think back and you're like, oh, gross, school lunches. But man, you look back and you're like, I wish I could go have a school lunch one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you could have one last school lunch from when you were a kid. Which one is it going to be?
It's for my high school. It's funny, like you were saying about the fries, because my school used to get the, they ordered the hash browns in the same place that McDonald's got theirs.
Oh.
So, and you get 2 for 50 cents. So I'd always get hash browns. And then we had like a station where you could build your own wrap.
What?
And it was like, oh yeah, buffalo chicken wrap or a BLT wrap. I would go right back to that wrap station, man, and build a wrap. And it was cheap, like $4.75 for like a pound wrap. It was amazing.
I mean, that school is like legit. I remember the styrofoam and there was no wrap station at my high school.
Sounds
crazy.
Fries.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds crazy. I mean, I'm a basic man. I would have taken that, you know, the pizza style that you take one bite, you just burn the entire roof of your mouth,
oh, yeah.
the Stouffer's. But you know what? I really liked high school. We had break. So I don't know if you guys had break too in the morning, and you would get the chocolate milk with a rack of donuts, right? Not the donuts, but the donuts. And they had them in chocolate. They had them in powder. They had them in the regular style. And then they had this other kind, brown, and it had like a little bit of sugar on it. I would eat that whole thing.
Well, speaking of the desserts, the Lindt chocolate chip cookies and the butter crunch cookies.
Mm.
I recently saw them at a deli, and I bought them all because it brought me back to my high school.
I'll take the whole rack.
The coolest thing was, and you want to talk about your flex, my nonna, my grandmother, who has now passed away, was a lunch lady for many years in the schools. So she would make the grilled cheese.
Oh.
The way that they would make them in the schools, where they would butter both sides and make them. And when I would come home from school, even if I had one at school, I knew I could have another one when I went home. I'd be like 36 years old. And I'd be like, no, you make me a grilled cheese. And she would make it right away.
Would she put on the hairnet?
No.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Oh, three big news stories, but Raven picks which one you're going to hear about. Today, options number one. 13-year-old accused of attacking fellow student with Stanley Cup at school.
I mean, it's just, we knew that was going to happen. It's like a dumbbell with an easy-to-use handle on the side of it.
Number two, cicadas are so noisy that people are calling the cops.
I mean, relax, everybody. Come on, we knew that they were coming. There's a whole lot of them coming this year.
Number three, octopus pet gives birth to 50 babies.
Wait a minute, you're not supposed to have octopus as pets. Yes, I will. I'm going to select octopus, please.
Okay. Get ready to go on a journey like you've never gone before.
Okay.
All right.
Happy to do that.
9-year-old Cal. He loves octopuses.
Oh, who doesn't?
Here's why.
I've just loved them since I was 2, because they're the closest things to aliens.
I mean, it makes sense. They are the closest things to aliens.
No, it's true. And they're smarter than us as humans.
Well, his parents gave in and got him the octopus. And
get out of here, cicada.
Yeah. And this was his reaction last October when his dad told him it was happening.
We're going to build an octopus tank.
Thank you so much.
It was his dream come true.
I didn't know that you could get an octopus for a pet. I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem very responsible.
Well, they did, and they got all the right stuff. Like, they built it. Like, they hardcore
built
it.
They got a harbor. They built a bay.
They built a bay
okay.
at their house.
All right, yeah.
Okay, and they named him Terrence when the octopus came.
Of course.
But Terrence outgrew his tank, got out, started a fire, and then flooded their house.
You know what? Free Terrence.
Here's Dad talking about what happened.
The electrical issue was a little bit scary, and that was kind of a wake-up call. The reverse osmosis filter, although properly installed, had a leak, and so finding out that our kitchen island and floors needed to be ripped out, that was a little bit inconvenient.
A little bit inconvenient?
I mean, here's the thing. Again, the octopus is so smart that he can get out of anything that you build for him, right? Mm-hmm. So if he wants to get out and he starts a fire as a message, you should listen to him.
But then it turns out that Terrence was a Terry. And here's what happened.
We kind of estimated there were about between 40 and 70 eggs. But every one that hatched that I saw, I was able to catch and contain. And it was exactly 50.
Uh-huh.
And oh, my gosh.
Terry gave birth to 50 eggs. And they named each one of them.
What?
Cianse was like this like hippie octopus. And then Swim Shady. He's just like tentacles in the air.
Swim Shady.
My wife named that one JC. And I think Bill Nye the Octopi is the most recent.
So now,
where are all these octopi going at this point now?
Well, they have. Here's the crazy part. Hold on. Listen to this.
I had to move a lot of them into the bathroom in these small containers because they would eat each other if they were put in the same container.
So the whole house was filled with them in separate containers, 50 different containers all over the house, and they're breeding them. And in a couple weeks, when they get a little bit older, they'll be able to, they're going to all different aquariums and schools and universities, and they're going to proper places. But here's the thing that you don't know about octopuses.
What?
After the female lays eggs.
Oh, yeah, no, they pass.
They pass away. They die.
Yeah.
Terrence finally died on April 22nd, 2024, Earth Day. We placed her in a box with all the things that remind us of her. Cal chose to bury her next to this group of trees because it reminded him of octopus tentacles.
Wait a minute. Is Cal's mom a robot?
Well, they use AI. So they have a TikTok account that has over 450,000 followers.
Yeah.
And they've been chronicling this whole thing. So if you want to go watch it, you can go follow them on TikTok.
Now I got to go to Terry's memorial service.
Oh,
I'm upset all over
all
again. You
babies.
Did it to me again. I'm right back there with the My Octopus Teacher Part 2, the sequel.
50 babies, though, are going to universities and aquariums, and they're going to go. So Terry lives. Terry lives on.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Oh, it's time to vent. I know, you're not supposed to complain, but doesn't it feel good when you do? It's like group therapy. 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. When you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Karen.
All I need to know about you is when you cross the street without looking or step into a road without looking and just keep going like people are supposed to just... Make sure you're there.
Terrifying.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is scary.
Yep.
I always wonder if they're brave or incompetent. But, of course, if they are
they're
in the crosswalk, it is up for us to pay attention.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But I also think that your parents just never taught you. That's like if you're over the age of 7, you should know you have to look both ways before you cross the street. Somebody should have taught you by now.
I mean, the phone is the biggest obstacle here. It really is.
They're on the phone, and they're not paying attention. They just walk right off the curb into the road.
Right, right.
Not even at the crosswalk. So.
If you could hit a couple, and they wouldn't actually be injured, but no. They would be like, you know, annoyed or aggravated by the fact that you tapped them, they would end up on the next lawn, like almost like a video game. Like, that would be one thing. I'm not encouraging that in any way, shape, or form. But if that was a thing, hey, Maggie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're still talking.
talking to my husband's ex-wife. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So these are the friends
for sure.
That they were friends of his. Then they were married. Then they got divorced, obviously. And yet they're still friends with his ex.
Yeah, because she's crazy.
Are there any kids involved?
There are, but these people don't need to talk to her for that reason.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the only tricky thing that I think, Anna, is like when there's kids involved, like I'm not going to stop being out there for your kids, you know, because something happened to your marriage. You know what I mean? And sometimes I've chosen before with friends which spouse I went with. It's basically based on how they treat the kids.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't matter if you were my friend for 20 years. If you're acting a fool when it comes to your kids, I can't be a part of that. I can't support that.
I know, but man, it's messy. It's such a messy situation.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's true. But if the kids aren't a factor, then you're right. I'm always amazed at the people that remain friends with people on Facebook. And I'm like, okay.
Well, they probably don't even realize
that. Especially when they're insane.
I mean, most people don't even check their Facebook anymore.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, Al, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, last winter when it was snowing and it was a blizzard outside, I had this guy, well, I'm driving on the Galena Bridge, and I had this guy, I mean, we were doing 45, and he's on my tail. He's driving those big Ford 950 trucks, and he just would not budge. Literally, if I had tapped on my brake, he would have smashed into me, and it's a blizzard outside. That's all I need to know about.
I swear I've got that guy on my bumper every single day on the way into work. Like, I don't know how long it takes for you to figure out that I'm not moving over. But if, you know, like, if you're the person who ends up on somebody's tail real quick because you were passing somebody or something's happening in traffic around you, that's one thing. But if you're the person that comes up and you ride somebody's bumper for miles, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
I'm the jerk that slams on the brakes, which is probably not the right thing to do either. Very immature. I know this is going to come as a big surprise to a lot of people. Your phones are listening to you, and they're creating marketing ads directed right at you.
I mean, I get the same, like, even at home, like, I get the same, like, four ads playing on my television over and over and over again. And I say to myself, is this advertising is terrible, or is this what these people think I'm about?
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, in Europe, they're clamping down on Meta's use of personal data for targeted ads, and you have to, like, give consent. Which I thought was kind of interesting. So I'm like, wait a minute, how come we don't do that here, right? Because every time, you ever find like every time you're talking about something, 5 seconds later, you go into Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and all of a sudden there's an ad and you're like, wait a minute, how did it know I was going camping this weekend?
Right now it's allergy season and my wife is talking about allergies all the time in the house because she refuses to take an allergy pill every day, but whatever, that's a different story. But I keep getting that commercial where it's like, it's faster, bro. It's faster, bro. It's mom to you. I know every word of that commercial. You guys, you haven't even seen this commercial?
No idea.
No. See what I'm saying?
No clue what
this thing
about.
Is directly being sold to me.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
All right, let's play what's happening in our lives right now. So everybody go to their preferred social media app.
Yeah.
I will go to Instagram. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm going to scroll until I get my first ad. My first ad is... Oh, here we go.
From Vivaya. They are lightweight, extremely comfortable, and complementary
with my outfit. Comfortable high heels to wear.
Okay.
I mean, 100%, that is me.
You were complaining about your high heels yesterday, weren't you?
Well, I was saying that, like, I like to wear heels, but the problem is that when I'm not going home and I have to be in them for, like, 12 hours, my feet, it's listening to me. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well, this is nice for me because the first one that pops up is therapy.
Good.
So, my phone isn't listening to specific things. It's just listening to my life in general and saying, like, hey, bud, listen. It's going to be all right.
Right.
It's going to be all right.
You can make it through.
Oh, gosh. Sean, did you get to your first ad yet?
Yeah, so it's a gaming one, which makes sense
because
I do play games. I will say it was kind of weird, though, because the next ad is actually all about camping gear. And me and my family are, like, we're getting ready to go camping in a few months for a week. So it's like... Well, that's a little weird.
Probably Googling it, probably talking about it with Rachel and everything like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not weird. It's 100% what it's meant to do.
The more weird thing, though, too, like as camping gear, like, here, Sean, here's some ready-to-eat meals in case, you know, like, what?
because you got to bring those with you when you go camping, those ready to eat meals.
Yeah, unless you're trying to hunt deer, bro.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Like, these aren't ads, but I mean, I'm just I'm inundated by stuff from Anna, as a matter of fact. Like, there's just a million things. I've got videos of you licking things, running to things,
you just
doing
don't
things.
Know
you just
how
don't know how to use social media works at all.
But then the other ads are all like birthstone jewelry. They're just like, here's your birthstones, buy this, give this, or whatever. It must be listening to my wife.
What do you, I don't understand. Well, did you ever see the reel where the wives are just, they grab their husband's phone and they just start saying things
they're
that they
talking
want.
To it. Right.
Right. And they're purposely trying to get the ad. Oh. So they're like, jewelry from Tiffany's.
Right. This is like
Louis Vuitton purses.
That's like, fun.
Diamonds and birthstones.
That's a great ad.
That's genius.
That's what this is. This is, I think, what's been happening to me. I've been phone bombed on my ads here.
Well, I guess she wants birthstone jewelry. Take note.
I guess.
Here on the Anna and Raven Show, it is time to keep track of when Raven takes us back in time. Now, earlier this week on the show, Raven said this.
Right, I mean, this is everything that happened in European vacation. All right, it's the same thing. She's got to get back because Johnny's going to dump her or whatever his name was or whatever. You know, he's going to move on. He's going to move on with Kathy down the street. And he did. He moved on with her. Jack. That was his name, Jack.
Now, please notice that both the caller and I have no response and clearly have no idea what's happening at this moment. John, can you please give us a breakdown of European Vacation?
I can, Anna. I can. So European Vacation is a movie.
Hold on. You forgot, man. You got to get in the time machine.
All right.
Seriously. Get in the time machine. Everybody in.
Yep. Seriously.
Buckle in.
All right.
Seatbelts on.
All right. Now we're back there. Okay. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready now? Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, Anna, European Vacation is a movie from 1985.
Oh.
And for those of you keeping track at home, that's 39 years old. That's older than I am. And if Raven was on the radio in 1985, that would be like making a reference from 1946 to a movie like Duel in the Sun.
Or Beautiful film.
Saratoga Trunk.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, nobody's heard of those movies except for you, Raven. I had to Google those movies, and of course you've heard of them.
I watched Splendor in the Grass the other night.
Also, European Vacation wasn't even one of the top 10 biggest movies in 1985. It was number 14, didn't even make $50 million.
Anthony Michael Hall's happy about those results.
I'm just saying, you could have maybe referenced Back to the Future or Rambo. That we might have let slide, but in this case, it was an old man reference.
It was an old man reference. And just in case you wanted to hear a clip from European Vacation, which you didn't, here you go.
Oh, God, it's so good to have somebody to talk to. I mean, my parents mean well and all, but I try and tell them stuff, and they just don't seem to know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, hon?
You see?
Gosh, Anna, remember that scene? Didn't you laugh so hard when you watched that scene? Everybody else
did. That's the scene when they go to the house and they stay over at the family's house and
nobody
they think
knows.
They're their relatives, knows, but they're not their relatives. They're just some people that the house they walked into.
I was in preschool. All right.
I wasn't alive.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Raven, go back in time and defend yourself.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, that's no problem here. I mean, this was a sequel to one of the biggest movies of all time, a movie that's been remade a couple times at this point here, reimagined, too, because it was something that created a folklore in American cinema. I mean, you had Vacation, European Vacation, and then Christmas Vacation, which is regarded as basically one of the best Christmas movies of all time. I mean, it was a pivotal film.
So
I'm saying it was important.
It was the in-between movie between two good movies.
You know what, John? You go back, you watch this film, and you tell me that this is not an important entry to cinema.
Do you want to start
history
again? You want to try again?
When Beverly D'Angelo does Hey, Big Spender, you're going to tell me that it's a great film. Trust me.
I don't even know what that means. I Big Spender, Beverly, I don't know who those people are.
It's cinematographic.
Oh, I guess.
Remember?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know
what?
I feel like we've all learned something. Thank you very much.
We?
I will continue on with my references.
Okay. It's funny. There's finally something that all politicians can agree on, and all it's doing is making 170 million Americans mad.
That must be why they can agree on it.
Here's been all over the news the last 24 hours.
This morning, the clock begins ticking down for TikTok after the Senate last night passed a bill giving the social media platform's Chinese parent company an ultimatum. Sell the app or be banned in the U.S.
So they would have a certain amount of time. I believe it's 6 months or 9 months. And if they don't sell the app, it's going to be banned in the U.S. She continues.
Lawmakers in both parties say TikTok poses a serious national security risk. They claim the Chinese government could force TikTok's owner, ByteDance, to hand over Americans' data or use the app to spread misinformation by promoting certain content.
170 million Americans use TikTok daily.
Yeah, I mean, they really enjoy it. But you know what? That's the thing, right? Is that's how they make a tool so effective, is that if people are buying into it themselves. I mean, they're not wrong. There is a lot of information being garnered from TikTok from China, and they are compiling this information. And what are they using that for? We don't really know, but at some point, I feel like we're going to find out, right?
It's scary. I mean, I experienced it myself. I had posted something, I always talk about this, like last year, mm-hmm. and it went viral. And within, no exaggeration, 30 minutes,
yes.
I had people DMing me my address, where I lived, where I worked. They found it all.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, if the regular person can do that, mm-hmm. what can China do?
What can anybody that yes. gets a hold of that information? Because data breaches are possible anywhere, and yeah. they can use it for nefarious reasons. Beyond that, the effect that it's having on young people, I mean, people of all ages at this point nowadays, mm-hmm. we have no idea really what the long-term impacts of this will be on the brain, but we're already seeing some information that it's not great.
Well, just so you know, TikTok says they're going to sue, and they're not going anywhere, and don't worry, everybody. So there's that.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know what, even if they do sue, I mean, the government can choose to ban it if they want to. I think more than likely is that, you know, different people are going to make money off the same thing.
And I think if you want to find a way around it, you're going to find a way around it.
Of course.
So that's it.
They're going to sell it to, you know, one American partner, but it'll be a conglomerate of a bunch of different, you know, interests, and they'll still be making money, and there'll still be information shared.
In other news, and much more exciting news that I like to talk about.
Okay.
The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's new album.
Here we go. We're back.
Okay, first of all, yesterday they dropped an Easter egg on Taylor Nation on Instagram. It was 6 different photos that we had to decipher what was going on.
I mean, now, just tell me what's going on. No more puzzles.
We don't know for sure. I think on May 3rd, yeah. I think next Friday, so it'll be 2 weeks, which is a fortnight from when she originally dropped the first 2 albums. Uh-huh. I think she's going to drop a 3rd album.
What?
I think it's going to be Reputation. But putting all that aside, remember, on this album, she disses Matty Healy, who she's been dating on and off for the last decade. He's the lead singer of the 1975.
Yeah.
So finally, they find Matty Healy, and here's what happens.
Hey, Matt, how would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
You haven't listened to very much of it, but you sure it's good? Liar, liar, pants on fire!
I mean, what is he supposed to say? I mean, he's definitely supposed to say it's great, and she's a great songwriter. It's the smartest thing that Harry Styles ever said.
Right, but...
Just do yourself
to
a
say
favor.
You didn't listen? The biggest album that has been dropped literally ever, yeah. and half those songs are about you? You didn't listen? Does anybody believe that for one second? Do you believe that?
I mean, if there was a TikTok video explaining it to all of America,
would you like me to
170
find one?
Million people
there's
might.
There's several of those videos. I watched them all earlier this morning.
I'm sure.
My 5-year-old is really good at coming up with excuses why she should not be going to bed and why she has to stay up later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's the most ridiculous reason your child gives to get out of going to bed? 1-800-330-9999. I don't know about you, Raven, or producer Sean, but I feel like she is so creative on the spot. Like, she has to have a future in some kind of performance art. This was her last night.
Well, why can't you go to bed right now, even though it's past your bedtime?
Because I want to do a performance.
A what?
A performance.
A performance?
Yeah.
What kind of performance?
A dancing one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
La la.
Beautiful. It was really nice. Thank you. Now go to bed.
Nope.
Yeah, she gets a second into the performance and then decides, you know what, this is not the effort I actually want to put forward, though, but I knew the idea would allure my mom for a moment.
Right, she's like, let me just stand here and spin around in my pajamas in the bathroom. And how long can I spin around until she finally says that's enough?
How do you know the performance was done, though? You know? Maybe she had more to do.
Oh, I'm sure there would have been if I had allowed her. I can guarantee you
we
that.
We don't have time for the long pauses here, the intermission.
Yeah, do you have this issue with Isaac, your stepson?
Oh, man, he has a plethora of excuses when we have to, you know, put him to bed.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, though, too, is like, you know, usually our dog Diesel sleeps with him in his room in his bed, But every time we're like, hey, it's time for bed, he'll go on the couch and call Diesel to the couch and just lay on the couch with him and snuggle him. We're like, you know, hey, it's time to go to bed. He's like, yeah, but if I don't snuggle Diesel now, I'll fall asleep and not have a chance to snuggle him in bed.
Well, logical.
It appeals to your dog sensibilities, right? The fact that everybody needs love. Right.
There's another one he likes to do where he brushes his teeth for way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Ten minutes.
Wait a minute. Do they all do that?
Yeah.
Dakota, 100 times, brush your teeth. But the minute that I'm like, go to bed, she's like, I got to brush my teeth.
Yes.
And then she'll stand there forever. You know. Leah, what's the most ridiculous reason your child gives to get out of going to bed?
Oh, my gosh. This kept me up the other night. My son, he's 7. He told me that his stuffed animals were in an argument. So he wasn't able to go to bed until it was resolved. And he had to carry out. I have no idea how he even knew this. I guess he's been watching a lot of, like, court dramas, like, on TV or something. But he started carrying out this, like, stuffed animal court where Walrus was suing Lion. And it went on way too long. And he just refused to go to bed until it was resolved.
Yeah, no, they'll come up with anything, and they'll extend that lie for hours at a time to the point when they're saying words that don't make sense,
right.
But they just keep saying the words.
They just keep going.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. He was making up laws, but they made sense in stuffed animal world, I guess.
The stuffed animals is always an issue, too. Yours are in a court of law, so it's a little bit different. But at my house, it's she needs certain ones, and it's always the ones that are not in her bedroom at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I need Cherry Bunny. I'm like, well, where is Cherry Bunny? And she's like, I don't know.
No, but then, they do know. They know one is far away.
Right.
They know that there's distance to
cover.
Downstairs. You're going to have to look. Yeah, they understand all that.
I'm wandering around the living room, the family room, her backpack, like trying to figure out where is Cherry Bunny, you know?
Why can't you go to bed right now, even though it's past your bedtime?
Because I want to do a performance.
A what?
A performance.
A performance?
Yeah.
What kind of performance?
A dancing one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
La la.
Children will give any excuse they possibly can to get out of bedtime. That's my 5-year-old daughter, Dakota.
I wonder how that would work at work.
If I was just like, I wanted to get out of a meeting. Why can't you come to the meeting? I want to do a performance. And then I just twirl around for 17 minutes.
Yeah, well, they get very creative when it's time to go to bed. Yeah. Anything to stay up.
What is the most creative reason your child gave to get out of going to bed? 1-800-330-9999. Leah?
She actually did it to me last night. Right when I say it's time for bed, all of a sudden she's starving. She's so hungry. Uh-huh. She hasn't eaten, but we just ate dinner a couple hours ago. And I'm the worst parent ever if I don't let her have a snack because I'm starving her.
I'm going to die, Mom.
Alicia,
I'm dying, Mommy.
I'm going to confess something to you that I'm embarrassed to admit. But that was the one that set me over the edge 2 nights ago. Because all night, I had made her like 3 different dinners. And I know you're not supposed to. Feel free to judge me. She would not eat anything. Finally, she has to go to bed at 7:15. At 7:13, she starts crying that she's hungry. Alicia, I screamed so loud that I set off the alarms in my house.
What?
I lost my mind. I don't know what it was, but that was the thing that put me over the edge. And, like, my alarms in my house are, like, the windows if you try to crack them. That's how loud I scream.
I've never witnessed that before in my life.
Because only your kids can push you that far.
Wow.
Only your kids. Do you think these kids have meetings where they share ideas on how to drive their parents crazy at bedtime?
It's like crowdsourcing. Yeah. Right.
Lucas, what's the excuse that your child gave so they can get out of going to bed?
He said his sheets weren't clean enough. He changes them out every 3-4 nights, and he says, no, this isn't clean enough. Check them. They're fine. He likes to have his sheets done every night.
I know that there's some kids that wouldn't change the sheets or have the sheets change in their bed their whole entire young life. They would never even know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because as a parent, you're like, oh, they don't feel clean.
Right.
So you're like, oh, you're so proud of them for being concerned about their hygiene.
It's
you're
true.
Like, he's a 9-year-old boy. He's like Martha Stewart with his parents' stuff.
Like, if she said to me, if my daughter said to me, like, Mommy, I think these sheets are dirty, I would immediately start stripping the bed.
The entire bed,
yeah.
Immediately that night. You'd have to dust around the area and all the lights come back on. You got to make sure.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Patty, what was the ridiculous reason that your child gave to get out of going to bed?
She was crying, saying that what if she gets thirsty later? And if she's asleep, she won't know she's thirsty. And I couldn't really get down to, like, her fear there. This, I don't know where it came from, but she was really afraid she would get thirsty. And then she wouldn't be awake to get more water.
I have an old school sippy cup.
I have no idea.
On the nightstand, just so I don't have to deal with I need a cup of water. just sits there. Who knows how old the water in there is?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah, no idea. But it's got the top, you know, like, and it's just water. So yeah. I figure it's fine. It
it's closing
there.
Out the bad stuff.
Right.
For the most part, anyways. No spiders crawling in there.
I have a 3-sip rule, though. If she says she needs a sip of water before she goes to sleep, she's only allowed to take 3 sips. Because the other thing she does to get out of going to sleep, and maybe you have this issue too, Patty, she'll chug it. And then we have to get up and go to the bathroom, which only adds to the bedtime routine.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say 3 sips of lukewarm water that's days old out of my sippy cup, smelling and tasting of plastic. I probably get out of that habit pretty soon. Pretty quick.
I might have to try that. Thanks.
I mean, I would.
Don't underestimate a 5-year-old.
That water sounds disgusting.
It's always scary when you get the text notification from your child's school that the school is on lockdown. And then
you have
to like click to see like what, why is the school on lockdown? What's happening? But my daughter's school twice recently has gone on lockdown because there's coyotes on the property.
Oh, boy.
And for some reason, like I saw that and I was like, I don't know what I'm laughing about. No, but I'm like, it's coyotes.
Very dangerous animal,
right.
Actually.
Yes. You know,
razor sharp, serrated teeth from the back.
Right? In the grand scheme of things that your school can be on lockdown about, I'm like, I'm pretty into the coyotes on the property. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, as you can imagine, after I got the first one, I was like, well, how do we get rid of these coyotes? So I Googled real things that I saw on the internet on how to get rid of bobcats and coyotes.
Mm.
One, blast rap music.
Okay. It's one of my favorites, actually.
I was just wondering. I
mean,
like,
in that video, he jumps out of a plane, he's doing an airboat, everything.
I was like, is that really going to get rid of a coyote just playing some Flo Rida on full? And the other option was the complete opposite of that, was to do boring talk shows.
A botanical natural order belonging to the series Tubiflora.
So essentially,
I'm sleeping on your property.
No, hold on. You can't rock David Attenborough when you're trying to like make the animals go
is
away.
That, is that who that was?
I think
no.
so.
I don't
right?
think that
no,
was.
It's not.
No,
that sounded like him. Whatever.
It contains about 40 genera.
Oh no,
that's an old.
It's like David
an old British guy talking about animals. I'm sorry, I mistook him for David Attenborough.
But like his neighbor is less popular trying to start a podcast.
The internet basically said either try to get them out with rap music or bore them to death.
Yeah.
That was the options. And I was like, those both seem like wrong answers.
I mean, bore them to death is like you got to remove the temptation in this situation. That's small children, I guess, running around there. The smell of chicken nuggies.
This is my high schoolers. This is high school.
Okay. Well,
yes.
I mean, seriously, right. Then that's nerve-wracking. They want bigger prey.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Wrong answers only. How do you get rid of these animals on the property? John?
Here's the thing. You got to make lemonade here. All right? You got to make a little bit of money. Schools are underfunded as they are. Mm. Open a petting zoo. Easiest thing ever. And then you charge admission.
Yeah.
You've already got the animals there. You don't even have to pay to have them brought in. It's right there.
Yeah. All right. Sean, wrong answers only.
See, it's a great idea.
I got to say, animals, everyone knows that like a lot of animals are afraid of fire. So flamethrowers. I'm not saying torch the coyotes. I'm just saying get flamethrowers and shoot some flames above their heads.
It feels like you're saying torch the coyotes.
They're running away, man.
Yeah, and you can have a wonderful class, an elective, really, for high school students based on that, too. That would be good. I don't know if you know this, Anna, but certain animals are afraid of other animals like urine and scents and so forth. So if you have like a coyote collection bin area, it's almost like you're putting them to work. It's a supplemental business idea.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but raccoons definitely don't want to be near coyotes. Nor skunks.
My daughter's school went on lockdown twice because there were coyotes on the property. So I Googled, how do you get rid of coyotes on the property? And it said either play rap music or blast really boring talk shows.
I mean, it seems like a strange thing with a lot of range, actually. Who knew coyotes weren't fans of Biggie?
And I thought, these seem like wrong answers. So we might as well add to that list. 1-800-330-9999. Wrong answers only. How do you get rid of these animals? Whitney.
Well, actually, I would just raise the tuition and market the coyotes as a security feature.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's actually a fantastic idea.
Right.
Does that not count as a wrong answer?
One of those crazy schools that I've been watching documentaries about on Netflix, if coyotes were the security guards. That would actually fit right into it.
Imagine.
Wow.
Imagine you had to pay extra so your kids can go and be one with the wild.
Hey, Robin, wrong answers only.
I say get a whole lot of cages and have every class get a few of the coyotes to take home as a pet.
Oh, that's nice.
Give them names. And you can see how they grow. And, you know, if you don't want to finish your dinner, you can just give them your leftovers. Right. I think it's a great thing.
Right. I mean, they'll still be hungry after eating your smaller brother or sister.
The doggies.
Yeah, that's all right.
Crystal, we got coyotes on the property. What are we going to do?
We are going to feed them a nice, juicy veggie burger. Fake meat. They'll never come back.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. You might be right.
Remember when everybody wanted Beyond Meat, and now you never even see it anymore?
I mean, we had it one time. It was really good. They have that Impossible Whopper, although I never order it.
No. Joanna and Mariella, coyotes are on the property. Wrong answers only. How do we get rid of them?
I think we came up with send your school principal out in the school mascot. It could be a chicken running around yelling at the coyotes.
Right. So that they eat the principal and the mascot.
And the mascot.
I read between the lines.
Two beloved members of the school.
Right. The community. Right. We'll need counselors for weeks. Matt, wrong answers only. Coyotes are on the property. What are we doing?
I don't know why anybody hasn't thought about it already, but Roadrunners and Acme Rockets.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. What? I mean, seriously.
I know.
What? That took so long?
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
How much does it cost to bring the Roadrunner? Do you hire him
He's
from?
Available. You know, they shelved that movie, so, you know.
Shane, wrong answers only. How do you get rid of the coyotes and the wild animals?
Yeah, you tell them it's time for the mile run for Jim.
Just let the kids out. Why are we going lockdown?
Gosh.
Just let them out.
I despised the mile run. I mean, I despised it.
There was this girl. Her name was Jessica, and she was so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
she could run a mile in 6 minutes.
Yep.
And I remember like when they would parade her, and they would say, like, Jessica, she did the six-minute mile again.
Right.
And I have never in my life, I think, been able to run a full mile. Like, I would have to, like, take a few steps, walk a little bit. And when I was a chubby little kid, there was no world where I was going around that track four times and running the whole time. And 6 minutes, like, it would take me 6 minutes to go around one time, not four.
Yeah, no, it would take me the entire period to get through the entire course and then get back there and then catch my breath. And then I was exhausted the rest of the day. And you know what? What was her name? Jessica?
Jessica.
Yeah. You know what? Jessica might have been a terrible person in all other ways.
She was lovely.
We don't know.
No, she was a nice girl.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, just because you're fast is all I'm saying is it's not necessarily a redeeming quality by itself.
I couldn't climb the rope either because I was a really chubby kid. In a lot of ways, I feel like I was fat shamed in elementary school with all the gym things.
I don't think they allow that anymore.
They don't. They shouldn't. You should not have to climb a rope. I mean, they didn't even put the knots.
And meanwhile, the gym teacher had a spare tire in his gut.
Oh, no. You know, no. I had the gym teacher the opposite. I had the high school gym teacher that was so ripped. It was absolutely terrifying.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple shares what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Adam and Tina. Adam, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I've had long hair now. I just started growing it out a couple years ago. People told me I have gray color, so, you know, here we are. And I don't know, I've had it for several years, and I kind of feel like it's part of my identity. And ever since it's happened in my workplace, like, my boss treats me differently. And I mean, everyone treats you differently when you change a look, but I mean, like, he really treats me with less respect. And I think it is because I work in a corporate job, and corporate jobs, I believe you just need shorter hair in order to be taken seriously. So I really want to cut my hair, but you know, my wife loves it. So it's just kind of become a bigger issue.
Tina, if he wants to cut his hair and he feels like it's having a negative impact at his workplace, why would you care about something like that?
Because it's dumb. He loves his hair. I love his hair. And I think that the real problem here is that he's being discriminated against in the workplace. It's 2024, so he should be able to have long hair.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. Obviously, you should be able to have long hair. You know, it seems like such a small thing as to, you know, the different issues that you can have at your work. On the other hand, I don't know how you prove that you're being discriminated against because you got a ponytail or because you got longer hair. Right. Like, and that's kind of the issue. If your boss goes, that's nonsense. Like, as soon as you walk into an HR office and you say, I'm being discriminated against, it's a thing. Like, it's 100% a thing at that point, right? So, I mean, if you really thought that that was holding you back from getting advancement or making money, I'd probably cut my hair.
Well, right. Like, if I... But I can see where Tina's coming from, where it doesn't make it right. We're doing is kind of giving in to them. But how do you make it, you know, you just want to go on with your life and make more money at your job and keep getting promoted. Like,
right.
Why are you going to make, if you go to HR and you say I'm being discriminated against, that's also going to cause issues.
Yeah, it's a can of worms. Yeah. No matter what, at that point, you are on your way out of that company. They can say whatever they want to. They can do whatever they want to up front. But as soon as you say, I am being passed up because of this, or I am being discriminated against, you are on your way out.
But is that fair?
What does it matter if it's fair? I mean, that's life, right? Like, you either believe that life is about being fair and fairness will get you through this, or you believe that you just got to do what you got to do. So I guess that's really, that would be the question for me.
If you felt like you were being discriminated at work because you had long hair, would you cut your hair?
Or would you complain to HR? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you cut your hair if you thought it was going to help your career? Adam and Tina. Adam has long hair. He thinks that his boss discriminates against him because of his hair, and he thinks it's time to cut it because his career is important to him. But his wife, Tina, very much disagrees.
I mean, I don't think it's a laughing matter, frankly, Anna. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that you get a vibe when you're in a place, right? If you're the only guy that's walking around with long hair in that building, and maybe, let's say, it's a little bit more business uptight or whatever. I'm not going to say business casual. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a standard there,
mm-hmm.
and you're the only person that kind of has a look that's out of there, and you feel like you're getting passed up for promotions. That's a real thing. It's going to affect the decisions you make, how you act at work. If you feel like, you know, hey, if I cut my hair, I'll probably do better. Do it.
Yeah, but Tina's like, why? What? Why are you going to let them do this to you? You love your long hair. I love your long hair. What, because they discriminate against you? This is an HR issue. This
right.
isn't an issue with whether or not you should be cutting your hair. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Rick, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm kind of on the guy's side if he keeps it neat. And, you know, not shaggy and flying all over and looks like a mess. That's the deal, you know. It has to look neat.
So you're saying cut it or don't cut it?
No, don't cut it. If it keeps it neat. If he doesn't keep it neat, then he's got to cut.
Then you're on her side.
You're, in fact, on Tina's side, right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you cut your hair if you thought it was going to help your job, your career? So what's going on with Adam and Tina? Adam has long hair, and he's had it for 2 years now. He actually loves it, and so does his wife, Tina. But he thinks that his boss discriminates against him, passes him up for promotions because, well, it's a very corporate environment.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he doesn't approve of his hair, so he's ready to cut it.
Yeah, Tina loves his hair, again, and thinks that he should complain to HR and say, listen, I'm being passed up because of my hair, which he just says, that's a bad idea. I have to agree. How are you going to prove something like that, right?
What do you think? Would you cut your hair? 1-800-330-9999. John, whose side are you on?
Hi, we're on the side of the husband. We think that he needs to cut, he needs to cut his hair so this way he could, you know, look appropriate for the job that he has. My 11-year-old son has an opinion, though. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I feel like if it's going to cost him his career and he's making money off of it and he needs the job, I'd say cut it. You know, that's life.
That's what I'm talking about, Eddie. All right? A nice practical decision.
Yeah. Thank you, honey.
That's all right. I like that. See, Eddie's going to be able to pay his bills.
Right. Jen, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
So I think if he needs to cut his hair to be successful at his job, whether or not it's something that she likes or he likes, she has to support him. I mean, I think the difference is that he has a different opinion about this, and it's her opinion that's kind of like overriding his, how he presents himself in the workplace. I don't think that's fair.
Jenny, question for you. Who's the hottest guy with long hair? Right now. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go. Hottest guy with long hair.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
I can't think of anybody either. You put her on the spot because I can't think of a single
Jason
person.
Jason Momoa, that's an easy answer.
I'm thinking of like 80s hair band.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
Brett
definitely
Michaels.
A look.
Right. Brett Michaels, right. That, you know, that's a good answer.
Something like that, maybe.
No, right. Jason Momoa is probably right. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz, yeah.
Meredith, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I sympathize with her. My husband and I went through this exact same thing not like 5 years ago, and he ended up cutting his hair, and he did get a promotion within 5 months.
Wow.
See?
Yeah. But I'm not, see, at the end of the day, it's not my choice, it's his.
Right. I'm not working his job. He's working it. He's got to face the discrimination. If he feels that this is going to make it better, then you do it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Adam, our audience agreed with you today. If you feel like this is going to open up a can of worms that you don't want to open and you just want this all to go away and cutting your hair is the easy answer, that's your decision to make. So, Tina, you're going to have to support him.
Okay.
Hey, Tina, your job, your place of employment, right, your relationships, your, you know, feeling, you know, how you would do with your staff, then obviously that would be your choice, right? And you know, whether it's fair or not, I mean, Adam, I get where you're at. Like, you just want the money.
I just want my job. Like, more respect, and I want to keep my job.
Yeah.
And I can feel that energy, to your point. Like, it's going to create a problem.
What if you cut your hair and then your boss grows their hair out? that's gonna be wrong, man.
I'm gonna take ownership of that, because I'm gonna be like, you know what, you took what I get, you know, I gave you that style.
Yep, that'll go over great.
and then we'll have another HR problem, so I'll call you back.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash jackpot is $1,800 thanks to Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. All right, Katie, you ready to play for some cash today?
I'm ready to try.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Katie. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's going to walk. That big old studio door is going to close, and then he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, the fight over TikTok is not over, and lawmakers have set the plan for a potential ban on the app. TikTok is expected to sue. TikTok originated in what country?
China.
Number two, Jerry Seinfeld says the movie business is over, and it has been replaced. Besides Seinfeld, he was also part of a show called Comedians in Cars Getting What?
I don't know.
Number three, the late Queen Elizabeth was honored with a statue for what would have been her 98th birthday. There are 3 dogs at her feet. What breed of dog are they? It was her favorite.
Corgis.
And number four, people are calling police and complaining that the cicadas are too loud. Police have apologized and said, unfortunately, that's just how nature works. How do you spell cicada? Number five, a new trailer for the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine movie is released. Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool, purchased what Welsh football club alongside fellow actor Rob McElhenney?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go, let's go.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Katie.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $1,800. Here we go.
All right. Number one, the fight over TikTok's not over, and lawmakers have set the plan for a potential ban on the app, but TikTok says they are going to sue. TikTok originated in what country?
China.
Yes. Number two, Jerry Seinfeld says the movie business is over and it's been replaced. But besides Seinfeld, he was also part of a show called Comedians in Cars Getting What?
Coffee.
Right. Number three, the late Queen Elizabeth was honored with a statue for what would have been her 98th birthday.
Mm.
There are 3 dogs at her feet. What breed of dog was it? It was her favorite.
She loved corgis.
That's right. Number four, people are calling police and complaining that the cicadas are too loud.
Oh.
Police have apologized and said, unfortunately, that's just how nature works.
To me, it's one of the sounds of summer. Seriously, I remember them all the time when I was younger.
But they are so loud.
Oh, yeah.
It is shocking the first time you hear it. All right, how do you spell cicada?
C-I-C-A-D-A.
Yes. Number five, a new trailer for the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine movie was released. Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool, purchased what Welsh football club alongside fellow actor Rob McElhenney?
It's Wrexham.
Yes. I didn't think you'd know that one.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great story, really. It's beautiful.
They have a show about it. That's actually good. The third season's coming out next month.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really, really nice story, actually. Tom Brady now is bought into a team. Like, there's a lot of people doing this.
All right, Katie, he beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anon Raven t-shirt.
Oh, I tried. My name is Katie, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,900 tomorrow, Anna.